Hello.
My name is Rebby. I use the pronouns they, them, and theirs. Today, I'm going to take you on a meditation journey. Meditation is a tool that is accessible in a way to create a clearing. Because the body holds on to messages and emotions and tasks, meditation is important. And to clear the mind, to take a moment for oneself and find pause. While you prepare for meditation, this is a great time to grab a glass of water, to find any supports for your seat, whether that's a bolster, a meditation seat. You're also welcome to take your meditation at your desk, at work, if you have a yoga space, from the floor. You can even recline in your bed. So long as your meditation seat is comfortable, you'll be just fine. This is your opportunity to grab anything else that you might need for your meditation, find any additional supports for your seat, and then we'll begin. And start here first by acknowledging your breath, giving up anything in the mind that's coming up of what this meditation might look like, what it might feel like, how you might feel after. And can you commit for the next 8 minutes to be right here? What is the sensation of your breath? Is there a cool or a warm sensation from the nostril as you draw breath in and empty breath out? The invitation is to allow the eyes to fall closed or allow the eyes to remain open, softening your gaze towards the earth or the desk in front of you. With each round of breath, with each inhale and each exhale, where can you lengthen the breath? So maybe naturally you notice that your breath is drawing in to a count of two or three and drawing out to the count of one. Can you find space here to create an even breath, maybe breathing into the count of two or three, maybe even four, and expanding the breath out over a count of two, three, or maybe four? Scan your body and notice what it feels like. Breathing is something that happens automatically through the day. Maybe this is your first time today being intentional about breath. Noticing the shape that breath takes. Noticing the way your body shifts and moves with each round of breath. Noticing the life pouring into your body. Invite a clearing breath that looks like is a deep, full breath in through your nose. And then open your mouth and allow all of the breath to empty. Good. Allow the breath to return to a natural pace without shaping or controlling the breath. I'll walk you through two other shapes of breath. Pranayama, our practice of breath, our breath work, is important. It's important to acknowledge all of the different shapes the breath takes. Some shapes of breath can be very helpful in moments of stress, of anxiety, of distraction. The breath can encourage heat. Some breath can encourage stillness. Similar to the breath that we took earlier, a box style breath can be very helpful in finding and striking a balance. And so being intentional here in evening the breath in through the nose and out through the nose, and finding a count to the breath that makes sense for you here. Maybe breathing into the count of three or four and out to the count of three or four feels good. But this time we add a holding at the top and a holding at the bottom. I'll show you. I'll pick the count of three. Breathe in, two, three, hold, two, three, breathe out, two, three, hold at the bottom. Two, three. Find that pace that works for you. If you lose count of the breath at any point, that's okay. Keep going. Find any tension in the holding of the breath at the top or the bottom. Reduce the number count and give up the need to be in strain or effort. Find ease. Style breath is certainly helpful in moments of stress. Helpful if having a hard time falling asleep. It could also be helpful before a big meeting or a tough conversation. Wherever you are, find one more round. Take a clearing breath to reset. Allow the breath to return to natural, without shaping, without controlling. The last style of pranayama that I will show you for this meditation is a lion's breath, which is one of my favorites because it helps remind me not to take myself so seriously. It also helps me find that clearing in the body when necessary, when letting something go. And so you'll breathe in deeply and fully through the nose. Then you'll open your mouth as you hold at the top, stick your tongue out, and let the air out. You can make as much or as little noise as what feels right. You can even huff and puff like a lion would out in the heat of the summer. We'll try it again. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth with an open tongue. You might even laugh along the way. We'll do this three more times. Breathe in fully. breathe in. Last time, breathe in and open your mouth to let it go. Allow the breath to return to a natural pace. You might notice a little sensation in the crown of your head or in the front side of your forehead. This is natural. This is okay. If you become too dizzy at any point, it's always available to pause. And draw your left palm across the front side of your heart. Right palm stacks on top. Press into this heart space. May you remember the power of your breath. May you return to this still and calm space in times of need, in times when you remember who you are. Thanks for joining me on this meditation journey. I'll see you on the other side.